Okay, Ollie Horgan, a difficult night. What's your feelings after that?
The Belly side won. We didn't, you know, we the first half I thought we did okay. I thought we did quite well. We didn't take our chances, although they had one very, very good chance before. The two maybe chances fell to us. We needed to take them. They were a decent side. We said that from the start, but at the same side, they're a non-league side. And no, they shouldn't turn us over here, especially in Ballybethay. But they did. And, you know, we've had a long look at ourselves in the last two games. And then we had another long look at ourselves here and to try and turn this around. But that's easier said than done.
Yeah, in the early stages, Ollie, I thought your guys were a team that was lacking in confidence a wee bit, took so long to get going.
Well, obviously you're going to lack in confidence having suffered two heavy defeats. That's going to, you know, it's going to take its toll to some degree. But at the same time, you're going into a cup game where, you know, you're looking at the league points are at stake. You know, a little bit the first year, looking to, we freshened things up and made a number of changes. I thought we did okay in the first half. I thought we got the ball down and try and get it wide. The second half, our decision making was very poor. Maybe the lack of confidence kicked in the second half when we went one down. To me, it was a poor goal to get away from a corner kick that we didn't get two out when they went short, and we didn't deal with the initial shot when Greg Morehouse finished it. After that, we went down to 10 men, which made it more difficult. We showed a little bit of character, but not enough. A lot of corner kicks. We probably Shane Supple make maybe three saves in the whole game. So no, we need to dig our way out of this. That's easier said than done, as I said earlier on. But we'll do all we can to try and get it sorted, Dermot.
Yeah, that's not going to be easy, Ollie. You
No,
did say that Harps were going to be up against it tonight. Crumlin are a good side.
Yeah, look, you saw Crumlin last week. You know, they are the best intermediate side in the country, but at the same side, they're, you know, at the same thing, they're an intermediate side. You know, we're supposed to be the league side here today, and it was difficult to distinguish that. They have a bit about them, we know that. But we didn't score against them, and this is us at home. And we conceded from a corner kick, which, you know, would you know, it was going to be tight, like, you know, whether it was going to go to a replay or not. Obviously, that's only in hindsight saying that. But no, we weren't good enough tonight. And as I said earlier on, the better side won.
Were you lacking a bit of leadership in there at times, Ollie, in the middle of the park, maybe?
Look, we've got some leaders in the middle of the park, you know, lads with a lot of experience in there that maybe didn't step up to the mark tonight. And look, it's hard to call it. You know, last Tuesday week, which is whatever, 10, 11 days ago, you know, we got a great result in the Brandywell. And in the last 10 or 11 days, that it seemed to have turned on its head, and we need to try and turn it back in the next week or so to try and collect points to stay in this division.
Yeah, because your next game is another difficult test away to Shamrock Rovers on Sunday week.
Yeah, it certainly has. I think the only positive side of that, we have 8 days to prepare for it as opposed to the last couple of weeks, but it's still no excuse for being turned over by Crumlin here today. But look, we just wish them well. We'll take a royal. Unfortunately, we've taken a lot of that in the last 10 days, but we need to turn it, and it's not just going to turn by talking about it. You know, we need to get back and work very, very hard to try and prepare for a hugely difficult game against you know, a full-time outfit in Shamrock Rovers and Tala.
Right, can I ask you just finally, Barry Malloy, two yellow cards now, I suppose no complaints about either, and he's going to miss a couple of games now on that.
Well, I presume with two yellow cards, you know, both of them, I'm not saying they weren't yellow cards, they were quite innocuous, they weren't, you know, hugely dangerous tackles. I presume that he sits out the next game. The fact that we're out of the cup, I think you serve it within the league or the next competitive game when you go out of the cup. So I think it looks like he won't be available for Shamrock Rovers, but hopefully that's all.